from Toad Hall in Racine, Wisconsin. Hi, guys.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Nice butt crack here.
That was.
Wait, send over your booty butt crack.
I don't want to see that.
Ask to ask Rob.
This is how it's going to be today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, today we are going to talk about something. We're going to talk about what we've been playing, followed by DOS games. Yes, those historical games that really sucked. No, they didn't. They ruled. They just sucked to try and get working. Yeah. So let's start with what we've been playing. Who wants to start? Anybody?
I'll start. So, Rob, what did you make me buy this week?
I didn't make you buy anything.
You did too.
What?
Titanfall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did, didn't that. You? All right.
I like that game.
So, yes.
I thought you'd be like one of the first people to buy Titanfall. Giant fucking mechs that's like right near fucking territory.
Yeah.
$50.
And it's like $50 now.
That it's, yeah. So let's see. $60 for the game or $15 for the game? Guess what I waited for? $15 for the game.
Yeah. So, yeah, I bought it $60.
So, yes. I've been...
Along with the extra content.
I have been playing... I haven't bought any of the extra content yet, but I have started playing it. It is a solid game.
It is fun. I like it a lot. I think one of the problems is a lack of variety in it that has killed it, but I really do like it. When I play it, I enjoy it. It's just that I don't like run
like
back to it all the time.
Yeah, like you play it for a while, you're like, oh, this is a lot of fun, and then it just kind of gets stale.
Yeah, but yes.
Yeah, it's just like, like somebody had talked about it, it's like, they think about it, it's like, they've got a fair amount of customization options, but like, they have two SMGs, one shotgun, one rifle, one, like, smart pistol. Like, they're very limited in, like, what's, like... And it's not bad, and all of them are balanced, and
right. It's
fun to play, but it gets stale.
Really limited.
I like
map-wise, weapon-wise, everything-wise.
There's a lot of maps if you got the extras, man. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, but I haven't bought the extras pack yet, so.
That costs more than the actual game right now.
Okay,
I
that's good
back
to know.
It, because now they
added the buying that for a while.
Cooperative mode, which has been a lot of fun, like the Horde wave defense, which has been a lot of fun. It's a nice, good way to decompress, and all the new maps are really good.
Good.
Designed,
the original maps were well designed.
Oh, yeah, too. But I mean, it's a nice refresher.
I think one of the nice things about the game that makes me attracted to it is that you don't really have to get a weapon set and do all the right upgrades to get it to work right like you did in Ghosts. It just, you can actually do fairly well with a stock set if you're careful. And you sneak up on people and shoot them in the back.
In the back.
I like it. Instead of stabbing them, you kick them in the back.
I know. Hey, it works.
What's the control support?
Well, you could play it with a gamepad if you like. Yeah, however, you are going to be pwned, dude.
Mouse game. Arms.
Yeah, it's a keyboard and mouse game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it feels... I can't imagine playing it with a gamepad, which that'll come onto my game.
There's so much movement.
Yeah. The ability to look behind you really quickly is very important in that game because everybody's trying to sneak up on your ass.
Like you.
Or above you.
Yes, I will.
Or below you, yeah.
Yeah, they're always trying to get you.
People everywhere.
And you hop a lot.
So Khan would have a real hard time with the
game. Khan would have a very difficult time. Kirk would kick his ass all over the place. It would just be...
Thank you.
See, reverse. See how I did that?
Yeah, you did. That was pretty clever.
That's pretty sure.
All right, so, who's next?
You.
Easy.
Hey. All right, let's go, Larry.
Well, I was visiting some friends up in Green Bay, so we've been playing a lot of board games, and got a lot of Boss Monster in. It's a solid game. Really solid game. I'm looking forward to it coming out in, it's going to be in a video game form, right?
Tablet, Android, iPad.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so Android, iPad, and Steam, my bad.
Oh, okay, awesome. So I'll be able to play.
Yeah, they hit the stretch goal, so they're going to be coming out on Steam. Beta tests start coming in December. I'm in that, so.
Maybe be a Mac version, because I use my little mini Mac when I play a lot of the
time. I'm not sure about that.
You can handle it.
Yeah.
I've also been playing Batman Arkham. Arkham City.
That'd be a good
game. It's a good game.
Up.
Good game. And it does have gamepad support on Steam.
No, that's an okay game to play with. There's some games you can play with a gamepad.
Yeah. Those are the only ones I like to play. As by evidence of my terrible Killing Floor outing the other day.
Yeah.
I was going to make you Player of the Week. I got to remember you. For bravely standing there and
died.
Yes. The hordes took him down. He stoically stood there and took it like
a
man.
Why didn't I ever get any of those awards?
backwards when I first started playing. I mean, seriously, that's all I ever did.
You ran around screaming, and that does deserve an award.
Granny won't die.
This is my base. Oh, those, good times.
Those mobs were... They're really tough.
They are, if you stand alone. I screwed up during what? The third round, where I actually isolated myself. I looked around and go, oh, where is everybody?
Well,
I'm dead.
That's the one where we were getting the treasure.
Yeah. I made the mistake of isolating myself.
I really wanted to do something for the team. I just didn't realize it was bait.
Yeah. Just stand over there, Larry, and everything will be all right.
I need to know basically.
Yeah.
That's my job, Larry. I'm usually the sacrificial lamb.
Often Brian is, too. He gets that job. How about it, Kevin? What have you been playing?
Lately I've been playing this total conversion mod for Oblivion called Nephrim. It's made by German people. It's literally replaces the entire game with like a whole...
It's made by German people?
Yes. Germans. Yes, and like it's in fact, the impressive thing is it's like, I mean, obviously they didn't, like, it's entirely voiced in German. Like, this is an impressive for like a mod. But like, yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, it's obviously Oblivion, just, you know, with the German, you know, I mean, it's very much like, you know, like German RPGs in the vein of like the Gothic series and similar titles to that, where I mean it's very difficult. They corrected us a number of things. I'm saying Germans love difficult RPGs. That's if the German developers make.
They also like schoolgirls.
Yes, but
I don't see what this has to do with the conversation. That is exactly what that tone of voice.
The one thing I'll give them is unlike vanilla Oblivion, magic actually feels useful. Like it's not just like shitbox damage. Also, the leveling system is different, so you don't have to literally sit and fuck around grinding a bunch of ancillary skills just to get your attributes to an adequate level. It's, I don't know, it's just, it's generally, it's, and I mean, it's, I get to listen to German people talk. Because, I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's fully voiced, but, I mean, and it is, like, obviously an English, you know, text patch, but, like, no, so it's, but, yeah, no.
But are they German guys speaking it?
Yes. I mean, I would assume, I don't know what a non-German, it's German. It's the German language speaking. It's like German with English subtitles, in essence.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The text is the only thing that was translated. Yes, otherwise, it's entirely in German, and it's just delightful.
The Germans.
I've heard so much German.
The Germans
are so delightful.
I mean, 1946 on, yeah.
They're so funny when they're split up.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
They're one of our German listeners.
Do you need to begin to defend yourself from the Germans?
No, you need
now
the condom.
Now you all your German podcasts.
I know, right?
We have to bring it back. German beer is good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Good.
How about it, Travis? What have you been playing?
I've been dabbling in a lot of stuff lately. That's the thing. Is like I'm really held down to one game over the past week. I'm kind of getting ready for Smash Brothers to come out on the Wii U, so I've been playing a lot on the 3DS. It's been a lot of fun. Kind of working my way up the ladder, getting better. You know, getting the training montage in.
Yes.
I'm playing the best. You're the best. Yeah, I'm getting that like. Getting that montage in, right? So, we're getting ready for that. I'm very excited for that. Titanfall, obviously. The third expansion that came out is really fun. Definitely has changed up the game a lot. So, came back to that for a bit. I don't think it's going to hold my attention for a ton of time, but it's definitely worth the price. So, I've had a lot of fun with that so far. And other than that, I'm playing Mercenary Kings because that game is just fucking awesome. And it's on sale on Steam right now, I think, still for like another day.
Well, how about
it's $10, and I know if anybody wants, I was gonna buy copies for Rob and Jonah and other people, and I bought a 4-pack, and then I find out only they already had it.
Yeah, I bought it like
because I looked and I was like, oh, it was like $20, and I was like, yeah, I'll get them a copy if it goes on sale. And I was like, it went on sale, and I bought a 4-pack, and then like it was within a week, I was like, they already had it. And I was like, no, it's $36.
Impatient bastards.
Sorry, $30 for 4 copies.
Yeah,
so,
usually yeah, for
yeah.
3 books.
So I will send you a copy. Because yeah.
Excuse me. Well, you can check and see, but I'm pretty sure I got it already.
If you have a PlayStation, you already have a copy. If you have PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I have a PlayStation 4. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you have Plus?
No.
Oh, get Plus. You'll get it for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's enjoyable. You know, it's funny because I started playing it, and then I realized I played this game before, and I was kind of sad to see it go when I got rid of my PlayStation 4. I'll be damned.
Mercenary Kings is so good.
I played it.
Mercenary Kings is so good.
Yeah, it is good. It's well done, too. I mean, it's... I think calling it, what do you call it, Jesus Christ.
Metal Slug?
Yeah, Metal Slug is unfair.
It's a disservice, yeah.
I mean, not that Metal Slug's bad, but it does it a disservice. It's a lot deeper. Yeah. Great game.
That's the closest thing that I can relate it to.
Yeah.
Metal Slug.
The look. Definitely the art direction is very Metal Slug.
It's Ben. Reject call.
Ben, you've been rejected.
You've been rejected. We're in the middle of the show.
We are not doing a call-in with you. You're bad enough when you're here.
Okay, so, Rob, what's the next guy? Oh, no, we haven't talked
about the news.
He was eating.
Tom just skipped him.
Me.
Well, she's not. Go ahead and talk to her.
What you been playing?
Well, apparently it doesn't matter, so you can just skip to noob.
No, it doesn't matter to Tom. We care.
You care?
Noob does. Yeah, I can't tell what like, you better say.
Rob cares.
I don't care.
Okay,
much,
well.
But Noob definitely cares. I can see the look in his eyes.
Your wife has gotten me addicted to 8-bit pool on my phone. Like, I like playing pool already, and now on my lunch break or before I go to class, I'm sitting in our break room playing pool.
Are you played her yet?
No, she's never on when I play, so I don't have the chance. And well, I'm going home tonight to work more on Little Big Planet because there's this one spot I just can't beat, and I keep dying, and it's pissing me off. It's Ben calling. Can I answer it?
Tell him we're doing the show.
Hello.
Yes, it's the mid-show talk.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Not here.
We're supposed to be at Toad Hall. You're at the wrong place.
I did tell him there was a show.
Okay. Here's Rob.
I did tell him.
He's at Rob's house.
Hey, Thompson. Come over to the pub.
So he went to the wrong place.
So what? Sit here and drink.
That's not our fault.
I went three blocks.
Kevin just said it's out of the way for you. It's
no,
like
I said it's not.
It's out of the way. Okay, sorry.
Three blocks.
I misheard that.
What a trap.
Yeah, this is a big.
It's on the way.
It's on the way. It's on your way home. If you accidentally turn right, it's on your way home. Here, this is
talk to the show.
This is Ben Thompson.
Put on speaker.
What have you been playing, Ben?
All right, bye. Ben Thompson, ladies and gentlemen. Ben Thompson.
All right, so she's looking so Little Big Planet.
Well, there's just one. There's
no, you don't.
There's one part of level I cannot beat for the life of me, and has been irritating me so much. And he keeps coming and he's like, "Oh, let me beat it for you. Let me beat it for you." And I'm like, "No, because I want to try to figure it out." Because you have this stupid like little trampoline thing, and if you jump too high, you hit the ceiling. And if you miss the trampoline, yes, and there's spikes underneath. So either you hit the ceiling and you can't get over this little bump that you're supposed to get over, or you jump too low and you don't make it to the next level and you fall on the spikes. And it's so irritating and I can't get past it.
Stupid spikes.
So I've like rage quit that same...
So your trajectory...
Well, no, like, you gotta hit the button at the right time because like it's like a springboard. Almost like you're standing there and
it's
you like
one of those
bounce
unfair
and like
NES jumps, you know. Now I understand.
Yes. Where it's like if you're not at the right one at the right time, you're not gonna die.
Yeah, you're dying. You're dying.
Yes, it's just been so frustrating. I've rage quit 4 different times, 5 different times this one spot because I can't pass it.
Isn't there an option just to let
Supercon
do it?
No, Supercon.
That was nice, right?
But yeah, I don't want him to play it and like show me up and be was really easy and be like, really?
But on the flip side, the opposite might happen. He'll just keep fucking it up too.
Yeah, I mean.
And then I might rage quit and be like, God damn, fuck this game.
Yeah,
PS4. It's a PS3.
Donkey Kong Country. There was one level where I had to jump like that, and it was the cart one where you have to jump and land the cart right on the right rail.
Yeah.
Man,
dude, Trackmania is like that all day long.
Get that one right.
That's Trackmania right there, the whole game.
Jump at a certain time for it to like spring you up higher, and if you jump either too late or too early, it immediately just stops and you have to start all over again. I'm bouncing to like work your way back up on the springboard. It's very irritating. I may as well just bring it over one of these Sundays so you guys can try it.
No, I got enough irritation in my life. I don't need more irritation.
Huh?
That doesn't sound so hard.
Shut up. This is why I'm not letting him do it for me.
If games make a hard spot, they should put a save point near it.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
Like, throughout the whole entire game. There's like checkpoints in the game where you actually stop and that's where it saves.
Not for that level.
Whatever.
I feel like I'm on channel 4 right now.
It's like, well, there's some games, it's like, you need 8 guys to get to the hard part, and now by that time you get there, you have like one left. You get one shot at this.
Well, the last time I tried playing with Noob and one of my friends, like, she never plays video games. And I was so excited to get her to play Lil Big Planet with me. And Mr. Ass here was a total asshole, okay?
Mr. Ass.
Because
Mrs. Ass.
Alright. This ass.
I was helping her throughout the level. I really was.
Bull crap. We are trying to play. And he thinks it's hilarious when he's got this special gloves that you can pick things up. He kept picking her up and throwing her into the flames. Or throwing her into walls. And kept throwing her to places where she would die. And then they would drag her along. And she's like, no, let me go. She's like, I want to try to play it. And he just keeps throwing her up over the ledge.
It's Noob Family Therapy with Guys, Games, and Beer. So how do you feel, Noobat?
I'm mad. I couldn't even get her to play the game with me. Because, like, finally, we quit. We made him stop. Because she got so mad. She's like, I'm not playing if he's playing anymore.
She raged so hard that she made somebody else.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a hard rage quit.
All right, so Noob, how about you?
Well, I've been recently looking at some of the games. I've been seeing some games that I still haven't beaten yet on my PS3 and even on my PS4. So I actually popped in Dead Space 3, where I had to continue on from that because I was just like, I haven't beaten you yet, and you're a pretty darn good game.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Watch Dogs then still, too. I still haven't beaten that. But
by the way, that's on the list of games you can play with a gamepad on the PC.
Yeah.
Watch Dogs?
Dead Space, yeah. It's a really good game. Jump scares.
You know, Darlene made me quit playing that game because I just kept freaking the fuck out.
It's really bad when you play in the dark with headphones. Especially when it's just like, burr!
I know, right? Oh, man. Anyway.
You can, side point. You can, check full control support.
Yeah. I feel like it's pretty caught. Like, at this point, I mean, it's... Most things that have a multi-platform release support an Xbox 360 controller natively.
You'd be surprised Mass Effect doesn't.
Yeah, but that's also 2007.
What the hell was with that? Because the first one did, didn't it? And then the second one didn't?
No, the first one did not. Huh. But really, you don't want
a controller
for the first Mass Effect anyway, because that didn't have that stupid universal cooldown. So you could, in fact, you had more utility putting all of your different powers on hotkeys so you could deploy them more simply.
It's bitch about Mass Effect with Guys, Games, and Beer.
Instead of like pausing the game and being like...
But if Matt was here, he'd still very much recommend playing it.
Yeah.
Hold on, spacebar.
I'm sorry, but that whole lift move in Mass Effect was hilarious to watch.
All right, so anyway, I've been playing...
As usual.
Yep, I've been playing the new Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare. And I will give it a thumbs up because... Well, it's a lot like, what do you call it?
A first-person shooter.
The first game we talked about. Yeah, it's a lot like a first-person shooter. Titanfall. It's a lot like Titanfall. It has the jumping.
I thought that was the first.
It even does have like these battle suits too sometimes. So.
Okay,
but you get to do the jumping. You don't get to do the wall climbing stuff, which is,
I do like the wall climbing.
It's bad enough. It's close enough in feel to the game that I'm like trying to wall climb and I occasionally get myself killed because I stick myself into a corner where I can't wall climb. I'm like, mother. Fuck. But no, it's a lot better than the last one. It does not feel cheap.
Awesome.
So,
no problem.
Obviously, because it was published by, well, not published, but it was made by somebody else.
Awesome. Cool.
So, Ben, what have you been playing?
I don't give a fuck anymore, game. I don't give a fuck anymore. Don't give a fuck.
Playing that game?
Yep. I got on that bandwagon real quick.
It's a good game.
It is a good game. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yay!
I haven't been able to game.
But it's
been school,
done.
School,
you're
school,
almost
school.
Done. You're almost done.
I'm almost out of the classroom.
I know.
Which is awesome. Well, we're going to take about a 5-minute break, and then we'll be back with DOS games. They're sexy. They're old. And I want
they
them.
Sometimes work.
You know,
they sometimes work, yes. Load high, baby. Load high.
Light up the lucky.
It's light up time.
Be happy, go lucky.
It's light up time.
For the taste that you like, light up the lucky strike.
Relax.
Ooh, it's light up time.
The first cigarette of the day. Man, how good that tastes. And if it's a lucky, it tastes even better. You know, Luckies can be depended on for better taste because they're made of fine, naturally good-tasting tobacco. Tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Yes, it's toasted to taste better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. So next time you get cigarettes, get better-tasting Lucky Strike.
For the taste that you like, light up the Lucky Strike.
Right now.
Light up a Lucky. It's light up time.
And we're back from our break. Yes, it's Guys, Games, and Beer.
Now that we've all drank more, so...
Yep. Yeah, we're having a pretty good time here. Well, we're here to talk about kicking it old school. I mean the DOS games. Those games that are hard to load. Yep, EMS, XMS, whatever. Load it high, baby. Load it high.
Load DOS high.
Yep.
Q-E-M-M.
Wem.
To do all the work for you.
Yeah.
Manage that high, medium.
That's for...
High, medium, and low.
That's for pussies.
Yes.
It's for pussies.
No, it was easy that way.
That's right. It's for wimps.
All right, so we are talking about DOS games.
Yes.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Well, yes.
If they're
stands for disk operating system.
Dick operating system. What? That sounds terrible.
The definition of DOS games, let's not go with just disk operating system based games. We are talking about games that may be text based, that you had to type in a command line to start. Doesn't right. necessarily have to be a straight DOS.
It could be an Apple IIe.
It could have been a 2E game.
It could have been your Commodore 64.
Four, five.
I'm thinking only PC based.
Pre-1996,
97, there was still DOS games.
Yeah, but there was.
Out.
Yeah, most of those were still simultaneous releases with. They usually had Windows 95 executables.
Once 95 came out, you started seeing things with launchers.
Five.
Yeah.
And then they ran like really, really slow.
Most of the time. The executable just ran the pulled up a shell and ran.
Sometimes they have mouse support.
It was a bat. You had a bat file that ran that set it up. It wasn't even an executable. It was a bat file that ran from 95.
Yeah, it was really
still counts. Still counts. All right. So, Larry, your favorite DOS based game.
Oh man, there's actually quite a few. the Star Wars, there was good DOS-based Star Wars games. There, Dark Forces was a, my version was a DOS version. Yeah. Which, that was on the cutting edge, the cusp where you maybe didn't have to run it in DOS, but, you know, it was the executable.
It was at the pulse.
But,
If you actually wanted it to run halfway decently, yes.
But X-Wing was another great DOS game.
Yeah.
Which you're coming out. Very excited
already
about that.
Actually.
You sound really excited.
Yeah, no, that's already out of GOG.
I didn't think it was out yet, but well, I'm going to have to go check it out and download those and play those again.
GOG, for those of you who don't know, that's good old grannies, which is where you pick up older women.
That old copies of old video
games. Oh, that's good old games?
I thought they were coming out. No,
that's how they lure you in.
I think that's different.
Like grandma's?
I thought they were coming out with an updated graphics version.
They might be, but they're definitely like the OG ones have been released digitally on good old grannies.
OG stands for original gangster.
Original granny, actually.
G-strings on grannies, I believe is the...
But I think
Why?
You went there.
Well, she walked past, so...
All right, well, that would explain.
Thanks, Grandma.
All right. God damn. Oh, Tom, how about one for you?
All right, well, I'm going to go back old school. Let's go back to any of the old Scott Adams games. All right?
Text-based.
They are all text-based adventure games. So,
Infocom, most of them.
Infocom was the major releaser on all of them, and they came out for pretty much every system. I mean, you could get them on the PC, you could get them on the Amiga, Commodore 64, Apple series, Macintosh, 2C.
Now, with those games, they weren't just like, oh yes, turn left, turn right. They were pretty complicated, weren't they?
They were puzzle games would be the best way to describe them. You had to complete a series of tasks, gather a certain combination of items to complete those tasks.
But you had like multiple commands, not just like walk, and you had like duck down. Like they were more than just like choose your own adventure.
Contextual.
Yes, they were contextual adventures.
And they usually knew if you said something sexual in it.
Yeah, they really did.
Yeah, if you put something bad in there.
Yeah, they got, you know, you would go like, fuck this. It would come back to you and, no, you really don't want to do that.
That's a bad idea. Ogres don't like that.
It's like in the original.
Well, they might.
The original, you don't know Jack, you can type in your own answers. If you put, like, fuck you, like, more than one time, it would legitimately just close the game down. It's like, Cookie Masterson would be like, nah, yeah, I don't have enough of this, you know.
You shut the game down.
How did you find that out?
What?
How did you find that out?
Yeah, it was a famous Easter egg in those games. Yeah.
But the Scott Adams games, all of them are fairly good. I mean, there was you know, Colossal Caverns, there was Hitchhiker's Guide.
That was good.
Hitchhiker's Guide was freaking brilliant. And they just...
Were those two added for real?
No, they were both.
No, they weren't related, no. Okay. But they just all came out under that title, so... Again, all excellent games.
Suspended.
Suspended. Freaking awesome one. So, again, just good text-based DOS games, if you will, where you didn't have to screw around with graphic commands or things like try to load memory high or get it to run. It would run on everything.
You could have typed it in.
You could have, but why?
I think you should go into a little explanation of the loading it high, and we've already joked about it.
We'll get to that in a minute.
All right.
Let's go around and see what people like DOS-wise. Then we maybe will go back over the list of commands you had to do to get games to run under DOS.
Yeah, that's why we had the old dudes to do it.
make this game run.
Yeah, call us. Just call us. We'll load it high for you.
How about it, noob?
One of my favorite DOS games has always been, like, the Doom. And the reason why is that is because one of my buddies also, like, he had the original Doom on DOS. We played it. But then he also happened to, like, get a, it's not a DOS versions anymore of it, and we were playing, like, co-op with each other on Doom 2 in, like, a survival pit. And then he's just like, I have something even better for you. He turns on a Doom Pokemon kind of remastered Doom game.
Bootleg.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bootleg.
Yeah,
the Pokemon mod, which I thought was just awesome.
I'm pretty sure that was one of the first moddable games. It was definitely one of the first.
I would say it was one of the first.
I mean, where you didn't actually have to code.
Right.
Just
reskin everything.
Someone copied, like, the Nintendo, like, the Game Boy towns and, like, put...
Reskin them. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And they also put Pikachu with a shotgun, which was a funny part.
Totally touching that wad.
Yeah.
But that'd be the one DOS game I'd probably go back to.
That's right.
How about a new bet?
Talking about it earlier, I think it was Oregon Trail was a DOS game, but I don't really remember much of it. I know we used to use it in school. Whenever
for about 30 years, we used it in
whenever we were in computer class. If you're done, you go play a game, and it was Magic School Bus or well, actually, the Magic School Bus was cool. Like, you had to answer questions. What? It was Frizzle.
Thank you.
No, you had to answer questions about the planets to find out where Miss Frizzle was. And to do that, you would have to play a little mini game to get coins to answer questions. And these questions were hard if you didn't know anything about the planets. So either that or Oregon Trail, and I always skipped out on Oregon Trail, except for when I couldn't play.
I loved Oregon Trail because you could name anybody anything.
Bless you.
Yes. Fuck balls.
It was all the planets. Like, it depended on which one you went to. Yes.
All the questions did include Little Big Planet. Well, I gotta tell ya.
Who the hell gave this woman a teaching license? I mean, she's hiding behind planets and stuff, abandoning her class in the cosmos. I'm like, yes, children, you have limited life support until class is over. You must find me now. I'll be like living in the vacuum of space.
Come on, she was an awesome teacher. Imagine all the stuff they did for field trips.
Yeah, they went to crazy.
Yeah, the human digestive system. Yes.
They came out of the cloaca of a chicken. I watched that episode recently. And educational.
Her sex ed class was terrible.
Yes, that's true. They went in one of the students to learn how the immune system worked.
Yeah, it was a really...
So they infected one. No.
Yeah, they went inside a student to learn how the immune system worked.
But they didn't go out of ass, because apparently that would have been too much for that program.
Was Magic Boss a DOS game? That seems like that would be...
Them out or something.
It came out its butt.
No, that seems like it's too far.
Yeah, but that was an aside. You know, she's talking about in
that episode. Yeah, Oregon Trail.
Saying I had the option. I had the option to play Oregon Trail or Magic School Bus, and I always chose Magic School
and
Bus.
And she chose DOS. Yeah.
I chose DOS, okay.
You get to hunt in Oregon Trail.
Aspart got shot by a hunter.
Yeah, but apparently you can't make multiple trips from your kill to your wagon.
Yeah, only fucking 100 times the interval.
See, it was just too complicated for me.
Shit.
I wanted the easier one.
Oh, how about it, Benjamin?
I actually have no idea the titles of the two DOS games I like, because they were the first two games I played, so I was like,
let's play Detective, alright, what was it like?
It was like, When the World is Carmen Sandiego, you had like plane tickets, and it was...
Oh, I didn't realize that was one of them, I played that all the time.
Yeah, you had to like travel around the world and it was quizzes, that was a good one, and the other one was this...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there were a couple of...
You definitely had to load the mouse driver.
In the 90s, there were
this was on Windows 3, so yeah.
You had to load the mouse driver.
And you couldn't load that bitch high either, I don't think, so.
I used to play that.
There were a couple of later Windows releases of Carmen Sandiego titles.
It wasn't Carmen Sandiego, but it was something like that. And then there was another just art program that was just dinosaurs, and I just got to make art.
That was Windows 3.1. I remember.
Yeah. I like art. I like turtles.
To be fair, Windows 3.1 basically was just
like
a
six.
I mean,
so yes, I like Quaones.
Where the hell is Carmen Sandiego?
Why was that never a title? Where in hell is Carmen Sandiego?
Hanging
it's like Dante's Inferno. Yeah.
Hanging out with the school teacher.
That's lovely.
Knocking one back.
How about it, Travis?
So from my childhood, I would definitely have to say I was a big fan of Scorched Earth, which is pretty much like the original, like, that's pretty much like other games. Like, it's kind of like an artillery-based game where you'd, like, play, like, tanks and shoot each other, and you'd, like, call in airstrikes and other crazy stuff. Like Worms, I guess. And it was a lot of fun. There's the game... Yeah, yeah. It's like...
One of the first VGA games, too, as I recall.
Infinitely replayable. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. And And the DOS game that I love most now that I had never really appreciated as a kid, I saw adults play it as a kid, but I never really would be able to, like, understand it as a kid. Totally. Daggerfall, which is Elder Scrolls 2.
I love it.
And now that, you know, all the Elder Scrolls games are super popular and everything, the world of Daggerfall is a giant, enormous. Like, just, you could get lost in that for years.
I mean, it's all randomly generated. Who the hell cares?
Like, fairly quick that you can fast travel. Yeah. You're literally trying to walk, like, 400 miles to the next.
So we have, you know, 16 square kilometers of space. So this shit, you're talking hundreds of square kilometers of, like, simulated terrain here. Yeah. Shit wasn't fucking around.
And you did not have to jump, which is kind of nice.
But on the upside, it did start with the classic kill my rats in the cellar. So, you know.
But it was a really good game. I really appreciate it. And it's fun to mess around with. So but that would be mine.
Yeah, I forgot about that game.
That's why we're here at GGB.
I recently bought a game, a DOS game off eBay. Stonekeep, the original disc, the CD-ROM. And then someone told me last week, I always forget it, I think it's called OpenBox.
DOS box.
Yeah. To run it, you know, it was.
OpenBox. That's a totally different thing you were looking
at. I know.
For the
grannies,
right?
So OpenBox, DOS box.
Well, in German, it was DOS box.
Do I need aluminum foil? Quit putting stuff in my head. Oops. G2B is cracked up. But that was a fun game to go back and play. You know, it was one I always wanted, and I always, when I worked at Target 1,000 years ago, I'd look at it, oh, this game looks so cool, and I never got around to buying it, and bought it on eBay and played it. So you can play those old DOS games on your new machines.
Just straight out of the box. It's an excellent emulator. Like it,
off your floppy disk.
Where the hell are you gonna get a fucking 3.5-inch floppy drive?
Buy a USB floppy drive for like.
Amazon's
got them for like 10.
Digging
bucks.
In some sort of archaeological like affair here.
You can go to Value Village.
Yeah.
Value Village. Yeah.
Hundreds of them. $29.95 a piece.
So I'm saying, if you want to go back, you know, you could do it that way. You could go back and get the original game and you could play it. You know, it's
like a man.
Do it. And it's about as complex as playing it originally. So, when you had to load things in high. But the one thing I did like about the emulator, one of early emulators of, like, if you didn't want to actually go into the shell and load the game, you try to load it from your Windows or whatever, it wouldn't understand that your processing speed needed to be slowed down, and the game would just, like, go, like, 1,000 miles an hour.
Shooters. Every goddamn shooter. Wow, this is really hard.
then you go back and load it in DOS. It's like, oh, this works fine, you know? Back when your Pentium was screaming.
Pentium, man. 486 DX.
Yeah, that was only because they had a manufacturing flaw in the first generation of 486. They're like, wait, no, we can just sell these. We'll cripple them and sell them as a lesser model.
Well, I mean, that was kind of commonplace. Like, if it couldn't be 120, they would just sell it as a 90. That's how they did it.
Well, because that was actually the first Intel processor that had a mass coprocessor on board.
Excellence.
Indeed.
It had the
early one had a flaw in it. Yeah, so that was where the whole FX thing, DX thing came from.
DX. 466 people. Or 100 if you opted for an expensive motherboard.
Then you could overclock it like 133 megahertz. and it would catch on fire.
No! No, Lost Suggestion did not even have fans back then. It just had Dynal heat sinks.
We had a guy that did liquid cool out of 40. Anyway.
liquid cool out of 46.
They were fast as shit. It was probably Tom.
He's still running a 46, yeah. Right?
Got the bitch hooked up to his refrigerator. He's just got it going through the main line.
Running that BBS is still up.
Yeah. Still running in a corner today.
30 years of pointlessness.
It still has a 414 area code, for fuck's sake. Oh.
Still more porn than any BBS.
I mean, it's right, how much competition
that, that
this
got
point.
So hyper-personal there.
Speaking of Doom skins you could put on.
Doom.
There was the Star Wars one or the porn one.
Yeah, we all played the porn one.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Was there a combination of two?
Star Wars porn.
Yes.
Oh, Princess Leia.
All the ladies had a bun, and I don't...
I like big buns and I cannot lie.
Because it was the 70s, right?
Wow.
Kind of a decade off, but no worries.
What's the 70s? Star Wars was the 70s.
Late 70s.
Still the 70s.
Late 70s.
It was the 70s.
Yeah, the original.
76.
I'm
talking. Disco was still hot.
Oh, God.
So was that excellent Christmas special, by the way.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, with Art Carney.
And Beatrice Arthur.
You know, you're never going to show that ever again.
Oh, I gave it away for Christmas for a couple years.
Oh, already. Yeah. I mean, that thing's floating around the internet.
Oh, yeah. Disney, please sue us.
This was a thing at one point. Oh, man. Are they stealing the rights to that? It's yeah, all things Star Wars, I suppose.
Yeah. That would be funny if they re-released it. That would be freaking awesome.
During Christmas.
Remastered.
With you tried to bury it in
deleted scenes.
You made one mistake. You sold that shit to us.
In 3D. In Japan. You gotta like, you have to know such obtuse information to listen to this podcast and get any part of it. Anybody else got some DOS games?
I
got
the Commander Keen series.
Yeah, god fucking damn you.
That was one of the finest PC platformers ever.
God damn it.
I don't know. I just remember thinking the fifth one was cool as shit as a child. I mean, the earlier ones were cool. I don't know. They were. I don't know. As a young child, they were. I found them more difficult for reasons I can't quite recall. But I don't know.
You should have been jumping and jumping. You should have been running.
Quite possibly. Oh, also, you didn't start out with the pogo stick in the early ones. You had to go fucking find it in one of the like. You go to one of the little like sub levels and you find it on the map. But you didn't just start with being able to go. Ooh, good, good. That's kind of bullshit.
Oi, oi, oi,
oi. That game was badass in EGA.
Yes, it was. Well, see, I never even, you know, obviously at that point I was rocking, you know, VGA technology.
Yeah. Oh, man, EGA, it was like, oh, that's a beautiful game. Back then, there was three modes. There was CGA, which is ridiculous.
Basically $16.
Yeah, which made Commodore 64 people just laugh their asses off at you. Yeah. There was EGA, which made them laugh a little less. And then there was VGA, which didn't come off till you made a gun. Well,
what about Super VGA?
Super VGA.
That's just the resolution thing.
Yeah, that really was just the bumper resolution. And bit point.
16 bit color?
No. No, that yeah, was 16 and 32.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I suppose.
VGA.
Yeah,
technically it was still 8-bit color, 256.
Yeah.
Right, and then came Super VGA, which had 632-bit color.
While we're at Don't Give a Fuck a Titus, does anybody remember what was that volleyball game that was so popular back then?
Dead or Alive Volleyball.
I was about to say Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
No, it's just
Super Bouncy.
Well, Super B was the Nintendo version, but I don't know.
It had like these just, all you could do was really jump. And it was like hugely popular. It was released, I think, public domain, or it might have been pirated so heavily that it was just showing up in stores.
It was Pong.
On display. But no, you got to jump. That was what was so cool about it was it wasn't Pong. You got to basically jump to hit the ball.
Right, but that's basically Pong. Put something in front of the ball, it rebounds the other
way. But in Pong, you had granular control.
So it was worse than Pong.
So wait, the jump didn't arc? Like you couldn't, if you were, going up for the down? As you
that sounds
still.
Like man.
God, I wish I could remember the name
or
of that
trig.
Game.
I think someone had to do the trig.
Fuck trig. All right, you know what? I think
before
we close out, I do have to make a note. I watched, and it's a hilarious video that the kids react series to, and then they did the verses to Super Smash Brothers. And if you want to feel old, within like the first 20 seconds of the video, they're like, "Oh, 1996, this is the year I was born," and they're teenagers. That scares the shit out of me. But yeah, they sat them down to play Super Smash Brothers, and it was hilarious. By the way,
so, yes. But now
that's like when they give the kids the Game Boy, they're like, "What is this?" Thing.
Actually, people who are 96 turned 18 this year. Wow.
Thanks for making me feel old as shit. And I'm not. You?
I want to close it out before talking about upper and low memory.
Kiddos.
Okay, so one of the things about DOS games, which we haven't mentioned about, is to make them work most of the time.
You want to come over here? Because it's the condenser's not getting you, man. You've been condensed.
Motherfucking command. Let's see. You had to load the mouse driver in. Wait. So, in the original, time for story time with Rob. So, very often with these old DOS games, you had to do all sorts of jumping through hoops to make them work. One of the jumping through hoops was load to high memory.
I hated it.
Why was that? Well, because otherwise, you see, the original chips, the 286, 386, and 486, capped at 640K. So, even if you had more than 640K of memory, the processor would only address the very first 640K. So what you had to do was to tell the game to load above the 640K so it wouldn't take the memory that the game needed to play.
There was
swapping back then, right?
There was the 640K, but then it was like extended.
Yeah, there was an XMS, correct. And then EMS.
There was exactly it, because there was an intermediary. But that wasn't the only thing, though. Very often, most of your games didn't support or supported the mice, but your OS didn't. So you had to have a mouse driver that you also had to load in the bat so that your mouse would work during the game.
And some stuff couldn't be loaded in one type of
your
memory or the other.
Driver.
Correct.
Oh, so you'd be sitting there. Sound Blaster, yeah.
Yeah, Sound Blaster. So Sound Blaster, most boards would have the Sound Blaster mode, which was great. That usually got you in. But there was always those fucking cars you had that didn't support the Sound Blaster for God know what reason, because that was the...
But then you had Sound Blaster compatibility that you could load high.
So Creative Computing made Sound Blaster cards, and they were the definitive standard for PC gaming. In fact, most of them still probably have some kind of their code buried deep inside of them.
Well, and you had to play with the interrupt cues.
The IR cues.
Yes, direct memory addresses.
DMA.
Oh, God, I forgot about all of this. Oh, God, it's horrible.
This was the joy of playing DOS games.
Oh, God, what interrupt is it at? I can't remember.
Yeah. Sound is usually M5.
Right, thank you, yes.
Unless it was a 16, because I think then it was at 7.
Yeah.
It was at 16, and then you have to step down and put it at 5.
So these were the problems with the early DOS games.
It was essentially the ordering of things, right?
That being said, though,
a lot of people.
But the game that
it was what request
and
you
made
had.
People
yeah.
actually yeah. find this crap out what's Doom. Doom was the breakout game. It really was. It is the game that made the PC a gaming system. Before that,
you had a Commodore.
You had something else. You definitely did not play PC gaming. Doom.
They're all EGA.
Yeah, Doom made the PC gaming, and people learned those freaking commands just so they could play Doom on the damn system.
I learned a lot. You learned a lot about controlling a PC with, like, okay, all right. Well, my mouse is set for IRQ5, and my sound card set for IRQ5. Okay, so I'm gonna move my mouse to 9, and then my
with a jumper.
Card
with a jumper, probably.
Possibly. Like Doom came out. It's pretty late, and in the DOS, MS-DOS operating system's life cycle. Like, I mean, Windows 95 started coming out. Yeah, so I mean, like, I was like, yeah, I remember, I mean, because I mean, like, I was born in the late 80s, so it was like, growing up the first 5 years, like, I knew about PC gaming, but I mean, like, yeah, the Commodore, Amiga, there was like, other, there were still other systems kind of waiting around, so that worked a lot better right off the bat for gaming.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doom waddled for a couple years before it became as big. Yeah, but back then, life cycles for games were a lot longer.
Yes, yeah, no, of course.
I mean, distribution was difficult.
Yeah, they were too long. Oh, and speaking of too long life cycle, thanks for watching, Guys, Games, and Beer. Have a good one. I think we're going to continue this conversation over more gin and tonic. See ya.
Fart box.
Fart box, really?